Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Was it Reddit? Yeah, I was on Reddit the other day, and there was this guy making a really compelling point that because of Joe Burrow's injury, the New York Giants trade Russell Wilson to the Cincinnati Bengals. Your thoughts? Go ahead. Your thoughts.
Okay. Why would we do that, first of all?
Why not? You got Jackson Dart.
Maybe you trade Jameis Winston.
No. Then they're not going to want Jameis Winston.
That's the one that people should be, you know, clamoring for, even though Jake Browning actually looked pretty damn good.
Yeah,
despite throwing multiple interceptions.
But Bengal fan 882 said Russell Wilson.
Why would he want Russell Wilson? Why would a Bengal fan want Russell Wilson?
Well, that part
because
is
he just threw for 450?
I think that part is pretty easy because Joe Burrow's going to be out till December.
Yes.
Right? So the Bengals, who are off to 2-0 start, which is great for them, have got to find a way to survive until December. And even if you do survive until December, you don't really want to rush Joe Burrow back. You want him back when he's good and ready. And so if you're the Bengals and you're a Bengal fan, you look at Jake Browning and you say, can he really help us survive? Mm-hmm. Like, we're playing the Vikings this week. We play the Lions in a few weeks. We play the Packers. We obviously play the Ravens and the Steelers, the Bills in Buffalo. Like, are we going to survive without him? And so you look at what Russ did for the Giants. You look at the fact that he's a solid veteran, even if he isn't the guy he was years ago, and you say, hey, who would give me a better chance of surviving until mid-December? Jake Browning or Russell Wilson? So from a fantasy football perspective, because this really does feel like fantasy football, but it kind of reminds me of Jet fans after Rodgers got hurt, where we're like, hey, can we go get Kirk Cousins?
Who can we get? Right.
Yeah.
Who's available?
So that's why they'd want it. The question is, would you want that?
No.
Why not?
Because Russ is due for 450.
Yeah, but you're not going to marry him long term.
I don't need to marry him long term. I'm trying to win some games right now.
What if the Bengals offered you a third round pick?
Okay, if this is 4 weeks, a month from now, and we're getting closer to the deadline, and the Giants have won one game, then maybe.
Oh, hold on, I'm writing this down. If the Giants have one win closer to the deadline.
Deadline is now October. It's Halloween. Is that what it is? Like right around that area? I can't remember. I know they moved it back, but now I can't remember.
What's the trade deadline, Sean?
Tuesday, November 4th.
So even later.
Following week 9.
Oh, so it's like marathon.
So if by the time the World Series starts, the Giants only have one win, you'll be open to trading Russell Wilson to the Bengals? Is that what you're saying?
No.
That's what you just said.
Because the Bengals won't want him then.
Well, it depends.
Because the Bengals might be in the exact same boat as us.
you think that's going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know how good Jake Browning's going to be.
What if
he was okay and won a game for him last weekend, but that was only because the Jacksonville Jaguars crapped the bed.
What if the Bengals are in a playoff spot and that week prior, Jake Browning takes a big injury?
Yeah, then there you go.
I've painted the
scenario. They got to be desperate.
Okay.
Because they got to give us a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now we're talking. What's a lot? Like, what do you need?
Just a, I don't know.
I just offered you a third round pick. You scoffed. Is that not enough for you?
No, it's got to be like 2 third round picks.
2 third round picks?
I was thinking like T. Higgins in a 2.
What's wrong with you people? T. Higgins in a 2, Sean?
Desperation costs. When you're desperate, it costs more.
Would you trade Russell Wilson to the Bengals right now?
No, I would not. I believe in the giant. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Tiki stuff. I believe in the giant culture they're building right now.
Yes. I heard that Tommy would not only trade Russell Wilson to the Bengals, he'd move him there.
I would drive him there. I'd pack up him and Ciara right now. You have Jameis Winston. He could be the starting quarterback. I'm sorry. There's not a big. Sean will probably get mad at me for this. There's not that big of a gap between Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. Jameis makes more mistakes, but Jameis Winston would have thrown for 450 yards on Sunday, definitely.
Yeah, but he also would have thrown 2 interceptions.
Well, Russ threw a big interception. You know, to me, you have Jameis as a fail-safe here. So you, if you could get a third-round pick and build for your future. It's about the future with the Giants, not the present.
I'm going to do you a favor, Tiki. I'm going to offer these gentlemen, specifically Tommy, the player's perspective, because I don't think he's looking at it that way. The biggest problem with all of this is the room.
Yes.
How do you go into the room early in a football season and say, we dumped our starting quarterback right. for some picks?
Especially after he and the offense had one of the most productive days in years.
Yeah, you can't do that.
He's leading the league in passing yards.
Right. What would Malik Nabers say to the media when he's asked about it? Or what would he even say privately?
Wait, Daniel Jones is second, right?
Yes.
How about that?
That's crazy.
What would Darius Slayton say to the media or on social media, since he likes to tweet at fans now, if that happened? Like, I think the biggest difficulty with this fantasy football Reddit Bengals fan trade idea is that in the real world, I don't know how you sell that.
But the Giants quarterback room is literally quarterback survivor. All right, so Tommy DeVito got voted off the island. Mm-hmm. Someone else is going to now get voted off the island.
That's like, an interesting way to look at
it. It's musical chairs. Someone's got to go next. So
sorry, Tommy, you made a big mistake.
How did I thought that was one of my best
It's all over now. It has nothing to do with Russell Wilson anymore. He reminded me of something.
What is?
Tommy has still not worn his L for the Tommy DeVito stuff. Like, he put him over as the next Tom Brady, and he agreed that once Tommy DeVito was cut by the Giants and no longer on the internship program, he'd have to wear an L. That's your words, not mine.
Tommy's still around. He's at the San Gennaro feast, so he's still plugged in.
He's on a different team now. He doesn't exist anymore. So I'll be nice, and I think Teak will be nice about this. You pick the day.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You want it to be a football Friday? Yeah. I think you got to have a full show of wearing it out for all your ridiculous Tommy DeVito stuff.
Oh, I think I still deserve a fair trial, though, on this.
All right, you want to have a trial? Tiki, should he wear an L?
Yes, you should.
Sean, should he wear an L?
Yes.
Evan, should he wear an L? Yeah.
All right, so you're wearing an L. So if you would like to do it without being noticed on television, because we'll be late from SNY today because the Mets are still playing on SNY today, you should wear it today.
I'll do a full show Monday.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
Are you working Monday?
Of course I'm working Monday.
You're not going to get sick on Monday?
You want me to do it tomorrow, full show?
I just think
it's better when it's on TV. It's more of the, you know what I mean, that I'm skirting on.
Right. I agree with you, and I think
I'll do it tomorrow.
For those that are not aware, maybe they're new to the show, or maybe they mute it anytime Tommy talks.
Oh, come on.
The reason he has to wear an L is because he was above and beyond a Tommy DeVito fan. Mm. Like, he's the next Tom Brady. He took so much airtime.
To be fair, he is on the Pats, so I might be proven correct on that.
That too, and an unheralded backup.
Right.
You might be right. He's got to get his opportunity.
I got to do the short-term L, though.
Quincy Williams has got a knockout. Drake May.
Don't do that.
Could you imagine? Oh, you know what?
Don't do that.
Let's put that in the atmosphere.
Hurt him, but not so bad that he's, you know, very badly hurt, but enough that Tommy DeVito's got to play for 8 weeks.
If only Justin Fields got hurt 2 weeks earlier, Tommy DeVito would be a Jet right now.
You're probably right.
To be perfectly honest. But Tommy did say a lot of over-the-top things about Tommy DeVito, and what we agreed on was that once he was cut and the dream was officially over, then he would wear the L.
Tommy!
So I'd agree. I'd say tomorrow, full football Friday, wearing it out.
Done. Yes. No problem.
See?
It was mostly just a name thing. I know that, Tommy. I got you.
Now move on to Tommy Tats, the tight end, who's the next Travis Kelce.
Fedoni! See, Sean, that's how you take an L like an adult. Tommy Lugauer just did that. I want you to learn.
All right, we'll see him do it tomorrow.
What's wrong with him? He's got like something in your eye?
I just splashed an energy drink right in my eyeball.
Oh, lovely.
Jeez.
At least your eye's going to be energized.
Steve is calling from Harlem. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
First of all,
there it is.
I don't want to always call out Sean. It's just when I see people with things at the wheel, I got to pull them over.
Right.
Second of all, Sean, everything comes with a price. And honestly, if the cost of Tiki and Evan recognizing who I am is that you think my stick is bad, I'm good. So I'll make a deal to cut it out, but it's got to be of equal value to me. So we can always talk. But nice. Third of all, nothing, including the Wii U, is more annoying than you have recent, to be honest. First of all, I hate the stadium argument. I feel like we all have said, or at least should have realized, just because it's always talked about when we go to Seattle.
By the way, this is like, Steve. Steve is referring to the Cal Riley, Judge MVP debate that we had to open the show. If you miss it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. But continue, Steve.
Yeah, sorry about that. Should have preferenced this. But
right.
It's always mentioned that that's one of the best stadiums Judge plays in. And the numbers are really clear. He's hit 11 home runs in 25 games. So in Seattle, he would average 71 home runs a season. And so who cares about the stadium? Second of all, you've got to compare Judge to Raleigh in the competition, not Riley to anything else. It's a race, not a storyline. And third of all, this goes for everybody. I think it'd be the most hypocritical thing in baseball if they give the MVP to Raleigh based on home runs, because they just have to value home runs to a degree to make the case that everyone always says home runs don't mean that much. Home runs don't mean that much. So I think it's very hypocritical. But anyway.
No, Steve, that's a good point. If he won simply because he hit 61 home runs or whatever the number he ends up hitting, it kind of confirms what everybody's been saying about Major League Baseball for a decade plus. They care about the home run. I'm not talking about MLB itself. I'm talking about managers, analytics people, all those that are focused on launch angle and swinging for the fences. I guess it's baseball in 2025 and probably a decade before, but still, just it's not a measure of the most valuable person.
And also, one of the records that Cal Raleigh broke that everyone's marveling at is not just the switch hit record, the catcher record, it's the Mariner record. He passed Ken Griffey Jr.
Right.
Ken Griffey Jr. hit 56 home runs in 1998. It led the American League. He finished fourth in the MVP voting.
Oh, you're picking 98?
Well, why?
So that's said when McGuire?
Hit. Well, it's a different league. It's the American League MVP, not the National League MVP.
Who won the AL MVP?
Juan Gonzalez. Okay. Followed by Nomar Garcia-Powell, followed by Derek Jeter, and then Ken Griffey Jr.
First of all, good call calling out the AL. Bad job by me.
Yeah, horrible job by you. I mean, seriously, where did that come from?
Because I thought the way you're smirking the face, you were trying to bring up the other home run leaders. I can't tell you why Juan Gonzalez won the MVP that year. Preposterous. All I would tell you is this. I understand the case for not just...
like a platypus?
Yeah, not just giving the home run leader in the league. Like, I get that. There are six human beings who have walked planet Earth who have hit 60 home runs in a Major League Baseball season. This is not just simply the home run leader.
Say that one more time. There are six guys who have hit 60 home
runs. Six human beings whose lungs that breathe air.
There's that many now? Mm. It feels watered down.
Yeah.
When I grew up, it was just Babe Ruth and Roger Maris. Now we got how many guys?
Ruth, Maris, Judge, Bonds, McGuire, Sosa. That's the list. Cal Raleigh cuts into that, and we're not going to hand him the MVP because Judge has to get it for a 15th time.
It would be Judge's third. And
third, 15th.
Sammy Sosa is on that list three times. How many of those years did he win the MVP? 98 is one. He didn't win in 01.
01 was Bonds because he led the league.
I don't think he won it in 1999. So just because you hit 60 doesn't guarantee you the MVP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.